Mike, how impressive was Hicks in a position like that where you really needed him today?
Yeah, he was great. And, you know, we're just trying to read him and what his body's adapting to. He felt good today. We knew it would probably only be for one, and we're hoping to keep the pitch count down. So he worked pretty hard, so we're going to have to be careful with him here moving forward. But, we needed big outs from Myers, from Gomber, and then to Tui, and some guys kind of out of their normal spot. And, a team that's hitting the ball well and in a park that's friendly. So, it's just one of those days we got what we needed, and fortunately had some offense to play with.
Usually it seems like with Hicks, when you throw a little challenge at him, he seems to meet that challenge.
Yeah, well, you have that kind of stuff. You know, he's not afraid of anything. So just we just got to be, you know, once again, just kind of listen to him. He's been good. I mean, he'll tell us in days when he doesn't feel very good, we shut him down. And days when the trainers see anything at all, we shut him down. But days when he says, you know, I'm ready to go, then especially on a day like this, we know we didn't have Bud, need Jordan to come in and do something big for us.
When you look at Michael getting through 5 2/3, you had a lot of outs to get out of the pen today. Given that, where you were in the pen, is this win feel a little bit better maybe than even some others? It was a tough win to get.
It was a tough win. Once again, just knowing that we kind of had our back against the wall with how many bullets we had down in the pen, and putting guys in spots that they hadn't necessarily been in. So Michael was really good, but you know, we got to that point where it just looked like he might be right where we need to go get him some help. And I thought, once again, Myers came in, did a real nice job of getting him out of the six there, and then coming in and continuing to pound the strike zone.
Yachty looks like he has his timing back if he had lost a little bit of time.
Yeah, what a big hit, you know. And we just almost missed opportunity, and he steps up there with the bases loaded, and, you know, the crowd booing him, and it seems like, it helps him. But he responds well, and this has been a place where he's hit the ball very well, and you know, he's just taken nice at-bats. I mean, even the first one, he had knocked the pitcher's glove off his hand, just nice short stroke, building off of that hit and run that he put in play yesterday, and just doing a nice job all the way around.
Were you ready to challenge that Shevlin was out of the baseline and got to call down?
It's not challengeable.
You could ask them to look at that.
Yeah, to me, that was, he didn't agree, obviously, but you know, he was inside the line the entire way, and it comes down to the interpretation of the rule. And it doesn't have to hit him, and it doesn't have to be an errant throw. If it impedes the play and he's inside that line, somebody's got to make that call. So that was my argument. Moot point because we got the out anyhow. But nice job of Karp staying in there, Sammy making the throw. But, yeah, that to me, without question, was something that one of those two needed to call it.
How tough was that play? I mean, the angle looked almost impossible that he could catch it and then keep a toe in the bag.
Yeah, I think we forget Sam was drafted as a shortstop. You know, he's able to go out and make athletic plays. But that's a tough one. That was the way the ball bounced, you know, it had spin, and then you got a runner that's giving you no target at all. But for Karp to stay in there was just as equally a good play.
Was Mono on where he tipped that ball in the ninth?
Apparently, yeah.
Like everything considered right now, as you sit where you are in the season, how pleased are you with where this group is?
I like how the guys are playing. I mean, a few games ago we were talking about how we need to clean it up. So, I mean, we just understand nothing you ever take for granted. And you got to keep the throttle down, and you take any kind of breath whatsoever. And not the guys were backing off, but it can get into a bad direction in a hurry if you allow it to. And just special efforts by these guys, and it seems like when they get into spots where we need someone else to step up, they've been doing that, and I think that comes from the leadership we have in that clubhouse.